The band is called the Okie Dokie Brothers, and it's our pleasure to say hello now to Joe Malander, who is a member of the group. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, Larry?
Good, thanks. It's terrific to have you here. Congratulations on the Grammy nomination, and I know that you and Justin, I think, right, formed the band.
That's right.
And you're from Denver originally, if memory, I'm going a little bit by memory here. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we grew up in Colorado, and now we base ourselves out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Now, tell me how this all happened. Did you set out early in your musical career to make music for kids and families, or is this something you gravitated to after a while?
Yeah, we definitely gravitated to it after a while. We started out just playing folk music and bluegrass music in cafes and venues across the Midwest with a full bluegrass band. And then slowly we decided that we wanted to have a more, you know, participatory aspect to our show. And so we started doing more community concerts for families. And we just really found a great niche right in the kids music genre, and we've been the Okie Dokie Brothers for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years now.
And are you touring much?
Yeah, we do. We do quite a bit of traveling, especially during the spring, summer, and fall. We go coast to coast and play those big cities out there, and it's been really great to see the families turn out to enjoy this kind of old-time music that we play. Kids are good at dancing to that kind of rhythm, so it's been fun there. And then we do a lot of shows locally, too, in Minnesota. We play a lot of libraries and schools.
What really does old-time music work so well for kids and adults? It's authentic, and it's just a lot of fun to move about to. I thought we'd listen to a song or two from your nominated album, which is called Can You Canoe? And I thought we'd listen to the title track to get started. Do you want to let us know anything about the song or the album before we take a listen?
Sure, just really quick. Can You Canoe? This song and the album were written on a 30-day canoe trip that Justin and I took from Minneapolis down to St. Louis, where we were camping on the banks of the Mississippi River and writing songs. So this is kind of the title track for that adventure album.
We'll take a listen and then we'll chat some more. The Okie Dokie Brothers.
We don't need a motor. We don't need a sail. And we don't need no fins or gills. And we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple. We'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake, and float till we can't no more. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down. We don't need no outlets, we don't need no wires. Primetime entertainment will be lightning, bugs, and fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I'll take the bow, brother. you can take the stern. I'll move us forward, and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple, we all need a friend in this current moment, instead of looking around the bend. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be a captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you.
The Okie Dokie Brothers at the Saturday Light Brigade. You know, the Okie Dokie Boys has a good sound to it. Too, Joe. I don't know if you considered that. Not that I'm going to rename the band. But.
Yeah, no, we did consider that, actually, because Justin and I aren't real brothers. We grew up together in Denver. We've known each other since we were 3 years old, but we thought brothers was a stronger word because that's kind of how we feel. That's how close we are with our friendship. So we went with brothers.
I think it makes sense. Plus, you have to plan ahead because you might have some women join the band at some point.
Right, right, exactly.
It really is a great-sounding album. And do you find when you perform that kids and adults, too, are just discovering this whole genre of, oh, wow, old-timey music. Here's something
sometimes.
I can pursue. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's the first time that the kids hear a banjo live because Justin plays banjo, and that's a really cool moment when kids get turned on to the old-time stuff. We play a lot of traditionals and public domain songs kind of from, you know, a couple hundred years ago, and we revive them. I think Elizabeth Mitchell kind of does the same thing. You had her on today as well, and that's really fun to kind of give new light to these old songs and to continue a tradition.
Absolutely. Now, how did you find out that you were nominated for a Grammy?
Oh, probably the same way most people do. We kind of just saw it online when they posted it on the Grammy website, and then we started getting some calls from people to let us know. So it was, it was quite a nice surprise when that came in.
Yeah, it has to be kind of surreal. You know, you hear about the Grammys from the time you're a little kid growing up as a musician. You hear about them, and then to be nominated has got to be a real kick, I would think. And you're really in some fine company. We were talking off the air a little bit about how strong a field the Best Children's Album nominees are, and it says a lot for the state of music for children and families now. There's some really high quality stuff there that's fun, but also educational and very authentic, you know, steeped in jazz or folk or classical or storytelling in a way that isn't something manufactured for kids, but actually is, you know, real music or real spoken arts, which is terrific. And you're a big part of that. It's got to make you feel good to be involved.
It sure does. And you nailed it. That's exactly what's going on. And that was the biggest pleasure for us when we looked at the list, was not only seeing our name, but seeing the company that we're in, because these bands that are highlighted this year really do fit in the fact that they're making really quality music for kids.
Now, when you perform, you're often in festival settings, I would imagine. Is that right?
Yep. Mostly, you know, we do in the summers, festivals and fairs.
Have you done any workshops with kids to encourage songwriting or tips on how to play instruments?
Yeah, we've done a couple of those types of workshops that talk about instruments as well as kind of the history of our genre, and we've even done some songwriting things too. Yep.
Yeah, I had a feeling, because I think you'd be good at it, listening to your CD And also, just as we've talked a little bit here, it's clear to me that you'd be very good at it. I hope things go well. The Can You Canoe release is both a CD and a DVD, and I haven't watched anything on it, but the music is just terrific. I thought we would take a listen to Haul Away as we close. But is there anything else you'd like to mention about the release? We've posted it as well as the other releases on our website as well as our Facebook page so people can get more information. You're simply okidoki.org for folks getting a hold of you. But anything else you'd like to mention?
Right. If you want a copy of the CD and the DVD, you can order it right from okidoki.org on iTunes and Amazon. You can download just the music. So either way, the DVD is a documentary for kids about our trip down the river. We took a film crew with us as we paddled.
Great on that 30-day journey. Well, best of luck to you, Joe. This is Joe Malander of the Okidoki Brothers, and give our best to Justin. And I hope you make it to Pittsburgh sometime. It would be great to see you.
Hope so, too. Thanks, Larry.
Goodbye, and don't you cry. I'm going to Louisiana. Way, haul away. We'll haul away, Joe. Buy a dog and a muddy old hog and marry Susiana. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. My mother told me long ago she wished I'd be a lawyer. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Much to her chagrin, I don't have an employer. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Way, haul away, we're bound for better weather. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Haul away, Joe, me boys, meeting on up with the old St. Croix. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftman's life for me. Haul away, Joe, me boys, floating on down to Illinois. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftman's life for me. Toy cars and candy bars are just a waste of money. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Cornbread is all you need with butter, beans, and honey. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Sing a song and get along way down to Sarasota. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Then hop a barge up through the arch and back to Minnesota. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Way, haul away, we're bound for better weather. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Haul away, Joe, me boys, meeting on up with the old St. Croix. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftman's life for me. All the way, Joe, me boys, floating on down to Illinois. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftman's life for me. Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftman's life for me.